Exercise 98. Academic Topics. Summaries of textbooks and lectures. Now listen to a professor's response to the textbook passage.
So why did the humans in the Allen experiment actually increase the level of stress on the part of the subjects? Well, several ideas come to mind. For one thing, the human companions may actually have felt stress for the subjects and may have transmitted their higher stress levels to the subjects. A friend might want the subject to succeed at the task, and the subject might sense that. So their presence might increase the stress already present in the situation. In other words, the subject may have felt more pressure to do well instead of feeling support for completing the task. Or it's possible that the subjects were embarrassed because they feared that their performance might be evaluated by their friends, and not completing the task correctly, that could cause them to risk losing some of the respect that had been built into their relationship. Clearly, a pet is non-judgmental about mathematical ability, whereas a human friend might register disappointment or criticism, or the subject might perceive criticism even when none existed. In a related follow-up study in which the subjects were asked to respond to the stress that they had felt during the task, several women mentioned the fact that, dogs don't get angry, dogs don't trade in their owners for new friends, and dogs don't stop loving their owners if they aren't successful. According to Allen, the data doesn't reveal exactly why the dogs provided greater support, but it's persuasive as to the value of pets in the lives of their owners when it's necessary to cope with stressful situations.